Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay. Come on. All right, Sandy. I mean, Captain Sandy. Okay, I'm here. What's up?
You know, it's so good. It's so good to see you.
Really?
This morning, you're looking great.
Yeah.
Got a rosy glow about you.
Well, I was just laying on that deck. It had a little.
So I'm gonna let you go. I'm letting you go.
What? Huh?
You go. Letting you go. Vamos. Get out.
What?
Off the boat.
Okay.
Now, Ross, get her out. Take her out. Escort her.
All right. Thank you.
Boop, boop. Exit stage right.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Okay. Bye. Don't let the door hit you. Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Not a door.
Well, that was quick. That was quick. You know, Fraser the Bridge.
Yeah. Hello, Captain.
That's hey, Scottish, how are you? But sure.
Sorry. She's trying. Hey, Captain.
I just want you to know, Alyssa go.
Really? Oh, really? Really? All right. Well, then I guess we'll muddle through then, won't we?
No, listen. I hate firing people.
Oh, yes.
I hate
yes.
it. Doesn't feel good. Yeah. It doesn't feel good to fire someone.
No,
it feels
I
fucking
imagine.
Fantastic. I mean,
really?
Sorry, that was the inside, Sandy.
Pardon. Okay, pardon. Okay, well, I'm sure we'll carry on then.
I don't like firing people. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. We got another charter. They're demanding, and you're down two stews. I think it's time for a reset. Right. I think you're going to do the best you ever have. You already feel lighter?
Because
I feel lighter.
All right. Well, we'll see, Captain.
Get your tight little British butt down there and serve these very entitled women. Okay?
Roger.
Move fast. No breaks.
Roger. Thank you.
Ooh. God, it's a beautiful day. Oh. She's
when
really
you're
the
smiling.
Best.
She's the best.
She is unbelievable at just and she thinks the best part is she thinks she's putting on a show of this really hurts me, but I couldn't let this insubordination go. Y'all, it's Below Dick. Episode, season 10, episode 13, another one, boom, 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 and another one bites the dust.
Short and sweet.
Sorry.
Short and sweet. That was my favorite line. Short and sweet.
Oh, short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
What do you think of Alyssa's reaction?
Oh, wow.
Isn't it
just classic Alyssa? It's
exactly what you kind of thought. She stood there and then she went, I wrote down, she went, this is so funny.
Yeah, when she was, she's
really disconnected from your own feelings.
Well, she's such a, mean girl. She really just is that idea of, and she never apologized. Like, she should have apologized and said, when she said, you called me Sandy and Kev, she should have said, I'm so sorry. But the entitlement, it's pretty gross. Yeah. And the fact that when she left, she immediately, y'all, Alyssa's always the hero of her story. So immediately she said, so I'm the scapegoat because she can't fire Fraser. So she has to fire me to make an example of me. And I went, or you were terrible.
Yeah, I think the difference between someone like Camille leaving and Alyssa leaving is we expected Camille to be unprofessional and awful because she is a screeching reality TV bird.
She is.
Alyssa was covert because she acted like a professional. Camille was definitely a cast member that was hired to bring drama. And Alyssa was not.
For sure.
Because
as Fraser said, Alyssa was really good at her job. And that's hard where y'all Camille didn't like
not
the work.
Not good at her job.
We don't even know she was good at her job. She never really even did the fucking job.
She was there as a personality. And there's room for that. But on Below Deck, you have to have at least 50% of your crew who is competent.
People were going to do the hard work for her, and this was a fake reality show. But again, y'all, we have heard from people on authority that this is they have to do the work on this show.
No, if you've seen this show, any people were saying, why was Camille hired? Watch a couple seasons of Below Deck. This is the third stew slot. This is the incompetent one who's going to be funny.
and made for a good show.
Yeah. The insubordination part was, we haven't really seen a lot of that, especially with a male cap. We've seen it a little, you've seen it sometimes a little bit with some male stews, or sorry, not male stews, male deck crew with Sandy in the beginning, but she would shut that shit down. But rarely have we seen people be insubordinate to Sandy. And y'all, you do not be, I guarantee, Alyssa was out of there. Sandy was looking for reasons, because that's all you needed is when the Sandy thing called Sandy instead of Captain Sandy. That was it. Then she was just looking for reasons.
I think, again, it's kind of like what I talked about Fraser. Like Fraser broke like gay code and corrected her. But with Alyssa, she's like even worse. Alyssa broke woman code.
Yeah.
To woman. Like well, no. in that. Because with
no, she
men,
broke
she,
maritime like, law.
Maritime law.
The show does feel different without Alyssa because we don't have to hear babe all the time.
Babe. Ugh. Y'all, real quick before we talk about some of the Poodle, I'm going to need your thoughts and your prayers. Hashtag protect Poodle, y'all, because he's going to be at the Crappy Awards, Crappies,
the
this
Golden
Friday.
Crappies.
It's Friday, right, or Saturday?
Friday. Friday, February 24th. It is streamed on their own moment, their own digital worldwide moment.
Moment.
Go to their website, watchwhatcrappens.com.
It's at the Wheel Turn here in Los Angeles. I'm in Oklahoma. My nephew will be getting married. So I'm here for that. But Poodle, which means Poodle's on his lonesome, y'all.
Ooh,
at the
I'm
Wheel Turn.
Stag. I'm going stag.
You need to remember you represent a brand, not just your ass.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to show up and show out.
Y'all, if you just see him, if you just see like a human poodle kind of walking around with a drink, just like posing, that means he's calling like a dolphin for some man to come
bone him.
Better
be open bar.
Y'all, just take care of him for me. Take care
of
him.
You know what? Men don't control me. I'll do what I want.
You can't have a poodle's playpen at their show.
My categories, two of them are below deck categories. So I will talking about those are the categories that I'm helping to hand out.
What if Captain Sandy is there?
She's not going to be.
She's not going to be.
If she was, I would do her right to her face. And she was like, "That's not me.
That's not
what
me.
What are you doing?
Is that?" She'd say, "Is that? So is that funny? Is that a joke?"
Yeah, she's like, "Yeah, exactly." It's like,
yeah. So anyway, check that out. You can join the moment. I do think we have a link for that. A sissy posted in the sissy squad. We have a moment, but that's it. If you want to buy a ticket to the show, go to Watch What Crappens website. I don't even know the website. It's not for us to know. It's their bag.
WatchWhatCrappens.com.
Whatever, y'all. Google it. Please don't ask us on how to get tickets because we don't know their life.
It's going to be a good time.
It is.
They always have special guests arrive.
And it's so close to our house. We both could just grab an Uber and get there and have a drink and leave. Oh, well, that's fine. I'll be eating barbecue at a rehearsal dinner. I'm excited. No, I'm very excited. It's going to be, this is the event of Ardmore.
Classy rehearsal dinner.
300 people are coming to this wedding. Well, they're doing like, 300 people are coming to this wedding.
Oof.
I'm going to get COVID.
How many from your side?
Mostly theirs. I don't have as big a family. Yeah. I think, but Aunt Darla and Aunt Peggy are both coming. So we're going to see how that works out because y'all know they're not talking.
They don't speak.
And Peggy wanted to bring Emmy because, she thinks my dad's in the dog. So she thinks, what if Emmy just sits and hit your, because I'm sure they're going to leave an empty seat. And she's like, what if Emmy just sits in Chelsea's seat? I went, that's a dog and she's not well behaved. So she's not going to sit there.
That is crazy. So they're going to leave an empty chair and she wants to put the dog in his empty chair.
Why not? It's my dad. It's my dad.
You mean the dog?
Yeah, she wants to take the dog in the middle of the church, which it's not going to be a religious ceremony, but still it's in a church. We just rented it out. Anyway, very exciting.
Check us. Y'all, big news. We may or may not have an interview from this season. We're lining it up. Should we talk about that?
We're trying. Save it. We're trying. People are working on schedules, but we are trying to get an interview with a cast member from this season. Yes.
Of this season of Below Deck. Yeah.
We still need to get Marcos.
That's true. We just need to I feel bad about bothering him because he leaves our brain because we're not on his season.
And he said he wants to be on the show. No, but still we'd have him on. We just got busy.
We should have him on at the same time that we do another one.
Now we're just planning the podcast in front of the show. We need to stop.
Don't you love strategy meetings when we're on the air?
You made me forget about another announcement. We talked about Watch What Crappens show. We are planning on y'all. We will be doing at the reunion, whether it's two parts or one, but for one of those episodes, we will be doing a collab with Lee and Castillo from Everyone is Terrible. That's what we're planning on doing at the end of the season. I don't know if we announced that yet on Below Deck yet.
I don't know if that's been announced. Yes, but he will be coming on to talk about.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that.
The drama. I think that's all the announcements.
Yes, because normally we said that'll be good because the reunions can be kind of boring, but I think this reunion is going to be lit.
I'm wondering if Alyssa's showing up.
I think she's too much of an egomaniac.
Camille is going to show up.
Oh, yes.
Certain Camille will be there. Captain Sandy and Captain Lee will be there, probably.
Yeah, Rachel's going to be there.
In person.
Or not going to be there.
Rachel's, because she's already said on social media, she's having her snatched waxed that evening. And so she won't be able to make it.
She's a goddamn icon. She really is.
Getting my snatch waxed that evening, she said.
She says, my first teabag is hashtag justice for Camille. And I was like,
I don't know if I would go that far. You are still a terrible worker. She would have still gotten fired.
Even the fact that she uses hashtag justice for, which has been used a lot for people of color that have been slain, the fact that she's appropriating that just tells you she's a terrible person.
Well, yeah, I don't think that was in doubt. But
I wrote, as Poodle says all the time, y'all, both things can be true. Camille can be terrible and Alyssa can be. And I guarantee you, if Alyssa was not on this ship, Camille still would have been fired.
Yeah, she would have. And it probably would have been earlier.
Yeah.
So, I think she would have maybe made it out a little bit further, because there wouldn't have been a lot of flack between her and the second stew.
It would have, like, bubbled up between her and Fraser.
Yeah. That's what it would have been. My first teabag is, We already talked about Alyssa.
Alyssa.
Is, y'all, Below Deck always does this when you think they love to mess with their audience, especially when someone who's kind of beloved is not doing well or getting the short end of the stick. Like, people love Fraser, and there was some, everyone firebombed Sandy last week at what she said to him, and it was mean, but Below Deck loves a redemption arc, and it is created. And what will happen at the reunion is Sandy and Lee will say, Fraser, you've really turned it around, man, in one season. That's unbelievable. And y'all, they did this to build character and build support. Fraser's going to be with this franchise a long time. He likes it.
So too.
He's good. And he's good TV. I think he's learned a lot this season. He does seem this idea of, he's like, I'm going to be here now. I'm not going to be everyone's friend. I'm going to be work the hardest. And I think he got a little bit kind of burned from the flames of the world of the yachting thing. He learned more. And so I think it's made him a little bit more, to say it for lack of a better term, professional. In other words, he's not going to be as friendly with the stews.
Well, don't you? It's that's part of, not to sound like Sandy, but that's part of learning to be a leader, is that the first time, I remember the first time ever in my life when I was younger, but when you're leading something, you realize, oh, wait, if other people fuck up, this reflects on me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just that part. And I think this is the first time for him really experiencing that.
And it's not a friendship circle. When you're, you're not trying to be friends with people. You're working on a boat.
You're working on a boat. And again, y'all, remember, Sandy's going to take credit for all of his positive change.
She's already going to. She's going to be able to say at the end, my favorite thing, y'all, spoiler alert, Captain Lee is coming back next episode. Spoiler alert, Captain, when she said this, I busted out laughing.
I know what you're gonna read. It made me laugh.
She went, "Oh, now Captain Lee can just step on board and have a really, really sweet operating machine,
streamlined,
sweetly operating machine."
Because she did it all, and
she did all the work.
I mean, I will say again, y'all, we make fun of her, but if you look back, she did what needed to be done to fix this fucking mess of the ship.
She did.
She did, y'all. She did it well.
Not in the best managerial sense.
No.
And it was probably a lot uglier than it needed to be. Lee would have been a lot more... He probably would have let Camille go on for a longer time. Or actually, he doesn't really put up with a lot of shit. If the managers came to him, he would have said, yep, you need to go. Unemotional.
I think Lee is like, when I break up with someone, I break up with someone and it's pretty like one and done, final. Captain Lee breaks up with someone kind of like Poodle in his late 20s.
You mean Sandy?
Or Sandy. kind of like someone, a poodle in your late 20s.
Yeah, I go back and I want to bang them again and I like get another chance because they're dicks
and then
big.
Sometimes you just want to, you don't want to be with them. Y'all, I remember when them. Jake, you were just, and you wanted to fuck with guys a little bit. You wanted to be wanted.
Sometimes you got to fuck with them.
You've grown
gotta,
out of
gotta,
it.
Got to raise the stakes sometimes. Life needs to be interesting.
But that is, that's what she does. So anything else about the whole firing debacle? I think that's everything I needed to talk about.
Yeah, I think.
I did not want to see Camille back again when they brought her back. She's like, I've been vindicated. I went, sit down. This is not your testimonial in church.
The thing is, people know that, they know that people either love to laugh at her or hate her, and she provokes strong feelings. So they're They're gonna have her do anything they want. She's, she's a reality show staple. Women like Camille.
Did I tell you though? Because I was on Leon Castillo's podcast and we were talking about her and reading her when she was still on. And he posted like an audio clip of it. And she posted, I don't know if I told you, she commented on it and said, why are y'all so mean?
Oh, for us?
No, for me and Leon.
Oh,
but us too. She's like, why are you so mean?
Oh, because you're on television. That's why I'm mean. I'll do anything I fucking want. You're on television. That gives me the right to say anything I fucking choose. That's why I'm mean. God. How dare they? You're on television. I could piss on a drawing of your face and it would all be fine because you're on TV. Get it? She was on fucking American Idol.
She was.
That's the thing. Camille could have been on any reality show. It wouldn't have mattered. She could have been on The Bachelor. She could have been on Temptation Island. She is your typical reality show contestant. Someone with a shitty attitude, who's pretty, who can give good sound bites. She could do anything.
She could have been on Love is Blind. That's coming back, y'all. We just saw end of March. Love is Blind's coming back, I think, March 24th.
This is not her last reality show. Let me make that clear. This is not Camille's last, or definitely not her last attempt.
No, it is not. With that, I want you to remember that Jake's mean because you're on TV, and we're going to take a commercial break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
It's about time that we got a crazy amount of charter guests. It's about
time. It's about time.
We
We got Toddlers and Tiaras, the Cocoon Edition.
We did.
Yeah. AARP edition.
Behind every pageant queen is one of the most gayest men you've ever met in your life.
He was gay. I enjoyed him, though.
Oh, I loved him.
He was kind of the nicest person on the boat of everyone in that charter.
I'm going to say this now. I've already told you about my friend Sarah. I helped coach her to be Miss East Commerce.
You've given this.
So y'all know, and my cousin Lolo, she was fourth runner up Miss Oklahoma. I have been around pageant queens.
I feel like I could tell this story. I've heard it so many times.
I'm just saying, if I continue to live in the South, this is the type of gay man I would be. And to be honest, I kind of like Tyler or Twinkie or whatever his name is.
Tyler.
The other Tyler. I look at John and I went, I respect you because I don't know if I could be that gay, and a part of me wants to, and I'd be afraid to.
He's living his truth. He's had just a little bit of work done to his face.
I'm not there yet, but I will be.
But it's been too much. Come on. That's too much work.
Well, he's got a lot of Botox and filler. A lot of filler.
Just that. To me, it was that rubber face look that people get.
So here's the deal. What I'm learning, y'all, because y'all know I'm going to get some stuff. But so I'm doing all this research. It really is good facial surgery is good facial surgery. And there's good filler and good Botox. But the face that people don't like, that rubbery face is bad Botox and too much filler. Like that
Got
is Madonna.
It.
It's not a bad facelift as much as it's bad filler. And because filler doesn't fully go away and it can leave residue. So once you get more filler, it just builds and builds. And then you get that kind of puffed look.
You don't think he had at least a nose job and some type of brow lift? Because I think
Probably, but I know many people have had a brow lift and it looks great. It's the Botox and the filler that, like, when you're 50, I'm going to make you get a brow lift just so I don't have to look at it.
Jesus!
But it'll look great. But it'll look great. It'll look very nice and natural.
But it looked, and he's not even that old.
Probably
in his 40s.
I would have 55. You got pretty good skin. I think you won't need it till you're later. Because I made you wear sunblock, you're welcome.
Thank you. You're gonna be just a disembodied head at that point.
Oh,
still snucked and tucked.
Oh yes.
I just want to say they come up in their pageant dresses, y'all. And
I loved it.
They have a lot of dietary restrictions too. So Rachel's basically like saying, I'm going to be really quiet because I got to think about a lot, which is kind of freaky. We find out, y'all, I want to talk about this. John has a daughter. And I was like, oh, with a man. And she's like, no, I was married.
No. And
I went, to a woman?
No. I need to. Yes, it happened. Well, in the South, it happens. We all know our church director.
That's true.
But I want you to tell the story the way John told the story. It was like someone said, hey, John, how's your asparagus? Do you like that going well?
Well, yeah, I was married. We had a daughter. Then my wife came home and she's had an affair with her boss. I don't blame her.
And you left out the biggest part. And wife came home and told him, not that she had affairs, that the
our
child
daughter
wasn't.
Isn't mine.
Isn't John's. And he said, yeah. And I found out my daughter wasn't mine, but it all worked out. Now they call me Papa. Hey, hand me that mac and cheese. And I went, okay, here we are.
It was a little bit, I was a little heady from that talk.
I was still spinning, and he already was wearing a thong with his huge dick just hanging out.
I was going to say, that's a big old cock.
Rachel's like,
bulge.
Look at that meaty penis just wrap. I was like, that's a big bulge. John's got a big dick, y'all. Either that or really bulbous balls.
I think it's a mixture of the two. It is, I don't know if it's long. It is quite a thick sausage, though. I can tell you that.
Would you sleep with John?
I would.
I would too.
I would. He's hot.
Fraser would not. And no. John, not for a lack of trying.
That's true. What's your next teabag?
I would say,
y'all, Captain Sandy, was there music from the movie Mr. Mom? Captain Sandy learning how to do housework. She's Michael Keaton, y'all, and Mr. Mom. So we need to get Caitlin to make that.
Yeah, we do.
Get Sandy's face on Michael Keaton. Do people even know the movie Mr. Mom? Because
older
y'all,
people
that,
like us.
That was back in the time, the crazy time when men were home and they did housework. Oh, who would have imagined?
Who would have known? Batman's doing the dishes.
They had to do things that women did. But y'all, Sandy's like, so I can help you turn down beds. And so phrase like that's yeah. Okay.
Look at all these sheets. This is just for one room. This is as many sheets as they had in just the 10 of us.
At one point, she's like, Tyler's like, she's not exactly a good stew. She's like, is this good? Is this where I need to do it? Y'all, Sandy has never turned down a bed. That's why it's laughable.
She is not, but I will say that is a great thing as a captain to do because, y'all, she fired this stew an hour and a half before the charter started.
Yeah. No, she really fucked him. She fucked him.
She knew that because she could have fired Alyssa the night before and at least given them more time or tried to get another stew.
Yeah. I will say, you know, we make fun of Captain Sandy constantly without ceasing.
We do.
She makes really good TV, and she knows how to make really good TV. And almost better than any of them.
I'm going to say this. She's my favorite captain to watch on Below Deck.
Oh, fuck off. Now, I will say that.
I didn't say I like her.
I don't know if I enjoy it, but I still think she makes a really good show. But
okay, so think about which captain do we talk about the most when we watch Below Deck?
I agree with you. I'm just saying a lot of people would say it was my favorite captain is the person they like the most.
No, I didn't say that. I said, but there's my favorite captain to fuck, and we know who that is.
Jason.
Yeah. Ooh. Captain Jay. Although my favorite captain is my favorite captain actually is Captain Glenn.
Mine too.
I love Lee, but Captain Glenn's my favorite captain.
I love Captain Glenn.
But Captain Sandy is my favorite to watch. And we don't know much about Captain Norm or whatever, the one who's going to be for Below Deck. What's
Carrie,
his name?
Captain Carrie.
Carrie. Whatever.
Mr. Mom. We're going to have to tell Caitlin who Mr. Mom is because she's in
She's not going
to
know. She's not going to know. At all.
The struggle is real, y'all.
Yeah.
To have references that no one understands.
Yeah. Struggle's real.
When you talk to someone in their 20s and you're going, yeah, blah, blah, blah. When I was watching Breakfast Club, and they just kind of like, they have a blank expression and you're like, oh, you weren't born.
No, you aren't. Now, my next feedback, I hope Haley does well because we don't really see it this episode, but she talks about, she's like, Alyssa did all the service in the bar. Really, Haley did a lot of housekeeping. Yeah. So she's like, I'm fucking freaking out. She's like, I love it when she said, I know how to consume alcohol, but I don't, not really good at making the drinks.
She's going to be back. I know. She's different than Camille, y'all, but Haley is also a garden variety reality show contestant. Because
she's a different type of star. That's what you mean.
Yes.
Okay.
She is. We see her type on reality shows. She's kind of too much for all of it, and she's very funny. So she's often the type who people love and want to see over and over again in different ways, in different shows. And so she'll be on Perfect Match or something like that on Netflix.
Or the Tudors. Not the Tudors. The Traitors.
The wives of Henry VIII. meet in a castle in Scotland and decide, and two of them are traitors and four of them are faithfuls. Which one will be beheaded? We know. We already know. It's poor Anne. Which ones will get divorced?
Tudors or traitors?
It's always Catherine Parr who's standing, y'all. It's always Catherine Parr. This was a niche segment.
Didn't you watch that show? I never watched
it. Oh, God. The Tudors was wonderful. With Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Henry Cavill. That was the first time we saw Henry Cavill.
It was.
Oh, I'll never forget. He took my breath away.
Wow.
I have no breath. Y'all, that's a great watch. We also, Natalie Dormer from Game of Thrones was Anne Boleyn. Spoiler alert. If you know anything about history, you kind of know how the Tudors ends. So, but Maria,
did they make you love Anne Boleyn too?
Oh yeah. Oh, you know the one who played the mom on Orphan Black? I can't remember her name.
Oh,
she was Catherine of Aragon.
No,
Maria something. I can't remember her. I'm hating myself. I cannot remember her name because I love
Maria
her.
Doyle Kennedy.
Thank you.
She's so good on Orphan Black. Ooh, yeah. Now I want to watch the Tudors.
She played Catherine of Aragon.
Ooh, y'all. Watch Orphan Black. You can listen. I used to do a show with AfterBuzz about it, but just watch it. It's a good show. You never watched the end, did you?
No, I didn't.
You really should watch the last season. It's very, very satisfying.
I also highly recommend the Tudors. If you love...
Was the ending good?
I watched it so long ago, I can't even remember. Yeah.
Anyway,
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, that's all you need to know.
And that's been your Gay DD segment for this episode of Below Deck.
I would say another gay thing. I liked when Tyler saw John. She's like, so he's so excited to see John be out and being married to a woman before. And he's like, this makes me want to come out to my parents. So because, you know, he grew up in South Africa in a very religious high school. He said Methodist high school. And so this is a wonderful thing for him to feel like he can do that and he's being empowered. In the next scene.
Again, it made me want to come out more.
I don't think it's possible. in the next scene, though, we have lunch, 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 lunch.
Creamy.
Now, who was saying that? It wasn't LaQuish, was it?
I think so.
It was LaQuish saying that? Okay.
Y'all, this is someone
who's
enjoying their time on television and thinks that they might be funny, but no one else really thinks it's funny. And it's an awful person. Don't be this person in life. Don't order a sandwich and not eat it. I don't think I have to tell any of our listeners, don't be an asshole.
Don't order a turkey sandwich and a Sprite on a super yacht because, honestly, that's just trashy.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
It almost felt like, because, you know, unless she's just really this way, it almost felt like producers were like, yeah, keep going. But
I think it's her.
I will say, I don't think I've ever seen someone say, I can't sleep in the stateroom. It's creepy. So I'm going to sleep here on this couch. Poor Tyler got her a duvet cover.
A duvet cover.
And she snored away.
She got two turkey sandwiches. And I wonder if she ate the second one. I don't think so either. And as she said, LaQuish says, I'm a greedy guest. And so she requests, y'all, she wants a steak with 24 karat gold on the top.
There is nothing that says new money.
Yeah.
Like
or
a
no
24
money.
Karat gold. That's true. Not like a 24 karat gold steak, y'all. No.
Y'all.
No.
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 Don't put gold on your fucking steak.
Well, as Rachel said, They want shit. They want glitter in their shit. I'll give them shitty glitter.
I'll give them shitty glitter.
I honestly think the less we talk about this woman, the better. I don't have anything positive to say. She's everyone else was lovely. I want to say my next teabag is the deck crew killed it. And they will say, y'all, Ross is an asshole. He's creepy. He's weird. He's nonstop sexual. He's really pretty reasonably good at his job.
Yeah.
And now, is he causing problems now that Alyssa's gone? Is he more now that Katie's here? Katie's the only one. Hopefully things are a little bit smoother.
Calmer, yeah.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
But this whole Olympics thing, they did great.
And Katie was great. This is the first time I've seen Katie shine.
It's like Katie, she did shine without both of those just fucking scab of humans there to try to suck off of her.
Yeah. Camille and Alyssa, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
But I just, and at one point, Fraser does, it does feel lighter. And I'm like, and the Captain Sandy's redemption arc. They even called her the Oracle. Y'all, I'm telling you.
The Grinch's heart grew three times that day.
And that's when they said that, I went, Lee's coming back. Because now he's got his redemption arc, a smaller one, and Sandy got hers. And everyone lived happily ever after. And Sandy did another DJ version of Four Non-Blondes, What's Up? Yeah. What's going on? What's going on? What's going
on? Wait a minute. Yeah. Have you seen the guy on the piano who does cheerleading mixes on TikTok?
I have not.
Oh, it's like this kind of nerdy white guy, but he's on the piano and he's like cheerleading, cheerleading soundtracks, volume one. And it's like, near, far, wherever you, let's get the party started. And he does all the weird things and how, because if y'all watch those cheerleading shows, Ronnie from Crappens was that one. I was just texting. I was like, I'm so jealous. But y'all, the music is schizophrenic. The cuts that they use. Anyway, it was really funny. I'll have to check it out. I was going to say this. That
my algorithm is fucked up on TikTok. It's
just sad women reading lesbian poetry.
No, it's none of that. It's really strange. I get a lot of random religious ones.
Or
sometimes just like girls dancing by themselves in corners. It's my algorithm is fucked.
Okay, we need to move on. I'm concerned. I will say this. Trossy Twats is one of the best drag names I've ever heard.
I don't understand it. Trossy Twats? Is there something I'm not getting? Okay.
I don't know what Trossy means. It just sounds good. Trossy
Twats or something. One other little thing, what a Sandy thing, when she was hearing the guest and she's like, where am I going? Oh, not that way. Another Sandy not wanting to see the guests, y'all, because she doesn't want to talk to these guests at all.
No, not at all. She doesn't want, no, not at fucking all.
What's your next teabag? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Let's see. No, I already talked about Fraser said, I didn't know this was a weight I was carrying.
One other Sandy thing. I'm sorry, one more time. She's like, you know, these guests, people are demanding. They'll ask for the moon. We can't give them that.
Can't give them that.
It was this moment. It's physically impossible to capture the moon and give it to someone. Trust me, I've tried.
Trust me, I've tried.
The gravitational pull, it would ruin the ocean tides. And I'd be out of a job.
I'd be out of a job and the earth would plummet through the universe.
All because one guest wanted the moon.
Wanted the moon.
And we can't give it to them.
Can't give it to them. That's all I have, actually.
Let me see if I have.
We have this bit where Haley gets worried that she said something in front of one of the guests, but I don't know if she heard. I don't think it'll be a big deal.
It won't. But at one point, she kind of like lays down to the guest, goes back. She's like, "Sorry, we got glitter on your bed. We love you. We love you." Basically saying, "We love you, not your roommate." It was that moment of being caught, y'all, and Haley just wants to die.
She wanted to die.
It was funny. The only thing else we need to say, y'all, is Captain Lee's coming back. His doctor's cleared him. Sandy is leaving him with the perfect setup for the rest of the trim, as he says. And it looks like next week, Ben knows the new stew. So that may create dead drama with him and his potential relationship with Camille, who
potential.
He is head over heels for the girl.
Ben did look good in his Speedo, but I'm not attracted to him anymore because he wants to bone Camille in the Dominican Republic.
He's also just kind of shitty. He's always like, they should realize that Camille was fine. I'm like, are you that pussy blinded?
Yeah.
That pussy blinded.
Well, who's the best in bed?
What do you mean, who's the best?
We said crazy or great in bed.
Oh, she turns you out. Camille
does.
She
turns him out. Yeah.
Especially with someone who's probably not great in bed.
He's not before, no.
It's like you open that book of the never-ending story and you hear, turn around. Tell me what you see. And all of a sudden, y'all, you're riding on Falcor.
The never-ending story.
And you're seeing rock monsters.
don't get us started on how Rock Monster is so gay. We've already done it.
That was the weirdest thing we've ever done. There's a lot of weird things we've done, but I exhausted my rock puns within
you did.
About 3 minutes. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. It's good. We'll be here next week. Be sure to check us out. Go to realitygaze.com. You can go to find us on Instagram, Twitter, and something else. TikTok. Find us on TikTok as well. Find our memes there. Until next week, y'all, though, enjoy. And as we always say, it's Anchors
again. What's going on?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.